Live local high school basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting Hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink, and Ghost
Hydration. When the unexpected happens out on the road,
will be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Yes, Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, courtside here at Jackson High School as the Vikings get set to host the Northwest Mounties tonight. Always love these kind of non-divisional, non-conference local matchups like this. You don't always get to see Northwest versus Jackson. You don't always get to see Michigan Center versus Western. You don't always get to see those crossover games. So a game like this is always fun.
Yeah, that's the way it should be, right? Hey, yeah. You're in our area. Let's play. Who's the best? We always talk about it. Let's settle it on the court.
Exactly, and it's nice to have that kind of a – we're always trying to philosophically make comparisons, and this is nice. We just get to see who handles it out on the hard court here as the Vikings, our first trip to Jackson High this year for basketball. But always fun to come out and watch the Vikings. Generally, we get an up-tempo style of play. Keeps me talking nonstop and a lot of full-court pressure. And Coach Barnes, we've come to really like his strategy over the years. He's a very laid-back coach, it appears, at least during the games. But he always has a knowing grin on his face. Like everything that's happening is going exactly how he thought it would.
Yeah, and you know what? And I say that's a quality of patience by Coach Barnes. And I'll tell you what, Coach Barnes is going to need that quality this year because you look at the program, 9 underclassmen, Steve. There's sophomores and freshmen, nine of the 12. So it's like a JV team out here. And I talked to him before the game, and I said, you know, how's that process going? And he's like, it's going. like it's gonna. But he had that smile on his face, and you're right. That's kind of the demeanor that he might need to kind of bring these young Vikings along for the season.
Yeah, and an experienced head coach, no doubt, even at the next level in college. So here at Jackson High, he's definitely got a plethora of knowledge and experience to go to and call on to bring these guys along to get them where they need to be. By the end of the year, it's always kind of, all right, well, when we're a young team, we're going to be playing our best basketball at the end of the year when the tournament comes around, when the games start to matter a little more or feel like they matter a little more. They always matter as far as your league championship goes. But one of these non-conference games, a good chance to warm up here. Jackson has come into the game 2-2. They've been up and down, up and down. That's been kind of the nature of their season. Two losses, Albion College against Michigan Center Saturday in that Carl Lee Memorial Tournament, 63-51, a Michigan Center team that we saw last week on Tuesday. And we anticipate they'll be pretty good. They're still kind of figuring things out with the loss of some players, but they're going to be pretty good all season long because they've got some experience and some athleticism. As far as their other loss, a home loss to Farmington, 73-56, but their wins, not bad. On the road at Battle Creek Central, they got a 55-48 win, and then a home game against Lansing Catholic, a 56-50 victory. So they've won, they've lost, and now they're ready to apply that and get a little better tonight, maybe.
Yeah, and you hear those numbers, too, and you can always expect defense from the Coach Barnes teams, and you always see, like you talk about up-tempo, and it's up-tempo to make you make mistakes, I think.
Right.
You know, that's the purpose. And, hey, on the other side of the coin, you're talking about new for Jackson High. There's a lot of new things going on with the Northwest Mounties, too, including coach and a couple sophomores in their starting lineup.
Yeah, and we've seen quite a bit of Northwest football over the last couple years, but looking at down that roster, the familiarity with the names is minimal this year. Of course, Moffitt had been there, a four-year varsity guy. We had a handful of those guys that had been around for a long, long time, finally graduated, finally moved on, and now there's just a new crop of guys coming in. The one name we do recognize, though, is Jalen Jordan, and they're going to have to lean on him heavy. And he's capable, and every night I'm giving you a good 20-10 performance, maybe a couple blocks, plays above the rim a little bit. He's an athletic stud.
Yeah.
Can he carry these guys, this 0-3 Northwest Mounties team, to their first win of the year tonight? But throughout the year, they're going to lean on him a lot.
Yeah, it was right on cue as you were saying his athletic and playing above the rim. I just looked down the other side and watched him throw a big two-hand dunk down off. You know, just off the dribble.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he needed much to get going. So, yeah, we'll see some athleticism. We'll also see him as the only senior on the court to start the game for either squad. So maybe that experience is going to be what tips things in Northwest favor.
Yeah, so we'll take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at those starting lineups and then get you closer to tip-off here. Jackson High winning the JV game, and I guess I blanked on the final, but it looked like it was about an 18-point win for the Jackson JV over the Northwest JV here in our first tilt of the night. Second one starts soon, 3 minutes now, and we'll be back for more high school basketball at WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper part specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Happy holidays from Performance Automotive Northwest.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Jackson High tonight as the Vikings varsity boys host the Northwest Mountie varsity boys here, and we're going to get started a few minutes from now. Brian, let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups.
All right, well, let's start with the visiting squad from Northwest. The Mounties tonight are going to start the senior guard, as we talk about, Jalen Jordan. We got sophomore Dennis Graham, who told me pregame he's going to hit at least four threes Now, I did kind of pry him, so he was. It wasn't that he just came out of there.
You kind of.
Yeah. I kind of baited him into that.
Baited him into that.
Like, don't think he's just that kind of kid. But we have Junior Jarrett Osterberg, and then the Cooper brothers, Hudson and Bryson, who's the third Cooper brother playing for the Michigan State Spartans.
Now, you had said that Jalen Jordan be the only senior. Hudson Cooper is a senior, listed that way on the roster.
Oh, is that accurate? Yeah, I'm sorry. I made that mistake. Hudson, I didn't mean to.
I'm glad I could call you out on the air, too, instead of saying it off the air.
We have that kind of relationship. I can take it. Hey, let's go over to Jackson High now. I'm going to confidently say there's four sophomores, and I don't think you'll be able to correct me. And they include Jaden Ramirez, Ja'Kai Brown Abston, Jaden Ross, and Berkeley Drummond. And the lone junior for Jackson High, Trey Pierce. And when I say lone junior, before you call me out on that, the lone junior in the starting lineup, Trey Pierce.
And then, we may see Marion Moore, the lone senior on the roster for Jackson High. So, we mentioned it's got to be a young team, and they're going to kind of come into their own throughout the course of the year. And we'll see who they lean on. A lot of times we'll find that, I mean, last year at times, Coach Barnes was going platooning, five guys in, five guys out. So you never know what they're going to do out here at Jackson High as far as substitutions. Matter of fact, we've come to recognize that we never know. Coach Barnes might not even know who's starting when we get here to the gym. So it's been fun to work with Milton from time to time here at Jackson High, and we're looking forward to this one. Northwest coming into this one 0-3 on the year. Losses at home against Adrian Madison 62-32. On the road at Mason, 55-47. And then home game against Battle Creek Penfield for Northwest, and it was a 52-44 win. So, you know, we'll look to see them, again, kind of evolving and getting used to playing with their young players. And I think tonight we might be in for something competitive. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, and, you know, we mentioned Coach Moffitt gone after a lengthy stay. I'm not sure how many years, but quite a few years out of Northwest. James Bradley taking over. So it's just a new style. Like, players going to have to get used to what he's demanding, and you're right. But, hey, those losses that you mentioned, that's three good teams that they got beat by and all, you know, relatively close. So, tonight could be fun.
Yeah, Coach Anspaugh, kind of, is he the bridge between the Moffitt era and the Bradley era? Sticking around with, again, as you mentioned, we got Avery Anspaugh. Coming off the bench for Northwest, but he's a junior. He's a guy who had a few minutes with the team on the court last year. So, you know, another one of those guys might be the first off the bench, or will definitely contribute. So, it's an exciting time here for our second high school basketball game of the year. We do have Jackson College basketball coming up on Thursday from Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Doubleheader there with the women and the men back-to-back with the new guy, Connor Dockery, bringing you that coverage from Jackson College on Thursday. And then you and I working together on Saturday for Jackson College Hoops. So join us for that on Fox Sports 101.9 FM coming up. Let's take a three-minute break, and when we get back, we'll get it started here at Jackson High, the Vikings and the Mounties on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here at Jackson High as the starters get introduced on the floor, first for the visiting Mounties and now the home team Vikings. We got Northwest Community Schools, one of our sponsors on the broadcast, as usual during our high school sports coverage. And No, Jeff Bontrager sighting yet, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see him, but I wish he was here, because just hearing Go Mounties in person is even better than
it's
hearing it on the radio.
It really is a treat.
Hey, real quick to Marquise Williams, out for Northwest with some ankle damage. He's on crutches. He said he'd be out there making buckets, too, if it weren't for the injury. You're going to miss him a little bit, too.
All right, well, we wish him a speedy recovery.
We do.
Tip-off getting set to happen now in front of us.
Coach Bradley pumping up the team, giving some last-second high fives down the bench. I like that.
Yeah, never a bad thing. A little high-five action happening with the kids and getting them in shape, ready to go to start this tilt. In the circle, Hudson Cooper set to tip it off against Jaden Ross. And Ross gets the tap back to Jackson High, and we're underway. Coming up the floor, Ja'Kai Brown-Abson gives it up to Ross on the right wing. Now to the corner for Drummond. Gets it down to the block. Turnaround jumper, short, and rebounded by the Mounties. Missed shot there, Trey Pierce. Northwest back up the floor quickly. Graham working around the perimeter. Hands off to Jordan on the left wing. Gets a screen there, working at the top. Now back across the screen. Now going back to the middle. Jordan looking for some space to drive. Vikings switching right now. A handoff back to Graham as he resets. 7:24 to play, first quarter, scoreless. Graham works to the right side, gets the screen to the top from Cooper. Now right wing for Osterberg. Skips it across to Jordan, left wing. Off the dribble, into a double team, into the corner, open look. Three-pointers up, no good. Rebound tapped a couple times, pulled out of there by the Vikings. And Jackson High running the floor, Drummond. Up the left wing. Behind the back dribble into the elbow. Passes it out. Hesitation dribble for Abson. Now on the drive and blocked out of bounds there. The pull-up jumper for Jaden Ross. And there you see the length of Bryson Cooper knocking that one away.
And we don't have heights, but both Cooper boys definitely the tallest two guys on the floor for either squad.
Jackson taking it from the baseline inbound. Coming off a screen and open up for a jumper, knocking it down. Ja'Kai Brown absent. 2-0 Vikings, and they set up full court pressure. Good press break for the Viking, or the Mounties rather. Jordan drives into the corner for a three-point shot. It goes up. Looked like there was contact on the miss. Airballed. No call. Rebounded by the Vikings. Berkeley Drummond has it on the wing down to the block. Power dribble loses it out of bounds. Turnover by the Vikings. Still leading it 2-0 with 6:30 to play first quarter.
You know, you talked about the Jackson switches on defense. all of them but Ross about the same height, so it means kind of everybody can just guard whoever. That's a, kind of a benefit.
Hudson Cooper has it, gives it up to Graham, now working from a screen to the left wing into the corner for Osterberg. Dribbles out to Graham now at the top. High post for Hudson Cooper. He has it knocked away on the dribble. On the run out for Jackson, couldn't get the handle, so Northwest able to get back and recover in the defense. Pull-up jumper on the dribble from the baseline and knocked down for Jaden Ramirez, and it's 4-0 Vikings.
It's a tough little shot from the baseline.
And on the full-court pressure, Graham nearly turns it over, looking for Jalen Jordan and knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay Mountie ball from the sideline.
Yeah, as the opposing coach, you don't usually mind seeing somebody pull up from 15 foot from the baseline with somebody in your face, but that looked pretty smooth from Ramirez. Little Rip Hamilton-ish.
It's a good comparison, actually. Inbound goes to Graham at midcourt. Met out there by Berkeley Drummond. Graham goes left side to the wing. Now, aggressive step back three. Graham fires top backboard. Rebounded Jalen Jordan from the high post. Backs it out to Cooper. That is Hudson Cooper. Now to the top for Jordan. Pump fakes. Gets a defender in the air. Tries to split out to Osterberg. He pumps from the wing into the elbow. Pull-up jumper. No good. Rebound battle. Two Coopers. And a Ramirez in the middle. We get a foul call, and I don't know who it's going to go against. I think they want the tie-up, maybe.
Yeah, one saying tie-up, one saying foul.
Jump ball is the call. Probably the correct decision. It'll be Northwest ball, trailing 4-0 here, 5:20 to play first quarter. Jalen Jordan into the block for Graham. Backs it up to Jordan. Looks at the three, now a little two-man ball with Graham. He steps back out, fires a three, no good. 0 for 3, early shooting here for Graham from behind the arc, and now the ball loose on the ground. Two players going after it. I like to see that kind of a hustle. Tie it up, and it'll be Viking ball.
Steve, we mentioned pregame these Viking scores being pretty low. You can see why right now. They get after it on defense. It's tough sledding in that half-court offense for their
Yeah, a lot of help, a lot of switching. You can't just lose your guy and be all right. There's going to be somebody there to help. Now in a little bit of a scrum, loose ball. Great way to get down on the ball. Therefore, Trey Pierce gets it to a cutting Ramirez, and that's a bucket. 6-0 Vikings. Another three for Graham, and it is missed. High rebound for the Vikings. Jaden Ross gets it out. Ramirez on the run. Gets in. Reverse layup is short. Cooper rebounds, has it knocked away, but recovered by the Mounties. Going the other way, Graham. Just over midcourt, and we'll get a reach from Ramirez on that one.
Steve, that was a nice block there by Jalen Jordan. I don't know if you even picked it up on right down here on this layup attempt.
No, it just looked
flying
like
out of nowhere.
Yeah,
Jordan got a hand on it.
30-second timeout from the Mountie bench. We'll take a 30-second commercial break. 4:34 to play, 6-0 Vikings on WKHM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peaks in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the timeout, Graham from Northwest takes the inbound and then working against tough defense at half court. Goes back court violation, and so a turnover by the Mounties and a 6-0 lead for the Vikings, and they get the ball back with 4:26 to play here in the first quarter.
That was Ja'Kai Brown applying the pressure. He was relentless.
Drummond on the wing, playing against this Northwest zone. They get to the baseline. Ramirez back out to Drummond on the left wing, top of the key, and swing it around to Pierce on the wing. Now down to the baseline. Ramirez, high post, and a shot goes up. Didn't look like he was even shooting it. Get bumped from behind. No call, but made by Jaden Ross, and it's an 8-0 lead for the Vikings.
That was a bullet in there, wasn't it?
Yeah. He looked like he got bumped in the head, too, so tough concentration there. Jordan able to penetrate on this play finally. He's been looking for some driving lanes all game so far. This time gets in deep, misses the shot, but draws a foul, and that'll send Jalen Jordan to the free throw line for the Mounties.
It'll send Jordan to the free throw line. It might be sending Jaden Ramirez out of the lineup, as that's number two for him at the 3:51 mark in the first quarter.
Looks like somebody is set to check in as Jordan misses the first free throw, and it is Amarion Moore, the lone senior on the Vikings roster, coming into the game. 3:51 to play here in the first. Still scoreless for the Mounties, 8-0. As Graham's going to get a well-earned break playing against that Viking pressure.
Yeah, we got a Avery Ansbaugh sighting.
Jordan's second free throw, nothing but net, and the Mounties are on the board with 3:50 to play here in the first. 8-1, though, trailing. Drummond to the right wing for Moore. Swing it around, left wing, that is Ja'Kai Brown absent. Now the top for Berkeley Drummond. Right wing down near the corner, goes high post and knocked away but not stolen, recovered. Probably a travel there, but no call. Berkeley Drummond gets an open look from three and knocks it down. It's 11-1. Jackson High. Pretty good ball movement there by the Vikings. Meanwhile, Jalen Jordan now ball handling duties for the Mounties. Crosses over. Outside the arc, steps up at the top, getting a screen there from Cooper. Now goes to the right wing, looking for the roll to Cooper. He gets in deep, puts it up, can't score it. Taps a rebound out, and it ends up in Anspaw's hands. Left wing and a drive from Osterberg, gets in deep, switches hands in the lefty layup. Northwest with their first field goal. 11-3 the score.
And Northwest does have a height advantage down there, just not good down to the Cooper boys.
Drummond passes out. There's a three-point shot for the Vikings on the other end, knocked down. Back-to-back trips with a triple. Amarion Moore this time, and it's 14-3. And Jordan being pressured out near midcourt by Moore. Has it knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Mountie ball there on the sideline near center court.
And Steve, you talked about the up and down so far of Jackson High, and a lot of that's been due to shooting. The shooting's been up and down. Right now, I'm going to call this an up. They're knocking down some shots.
Yeah. 2:30 to play here in the first. 14-3. Vikings with triples on their previous two trips. See if the Mounties can keep the hot shooting going here and get a bucket. Inbound goes to Anspaw in the backcourt. Dribbles up the right side. Now looks to go off the dribble. Gets in deep. Picks up the dribble. Stuck. Goes to the top for Cooper. He pumps to the elbow. Pull up fade. No good. Rebounded. Jackson High. Missed shot there by Hudson Cooper, rebounded by the Vikings. Left wing. Pull up from the elbow. That jumper from Jaden Ross is no good, rebounded by Northwest. 2:04 to play. 14-3, Vikings lead it. Into the corner, Osterberg. Gets in. Jumping one-hander, missed everything. Did a nice job to work it down deep, just got to finish that shot. Into the corner, another quick three by the Vikings is an air ball, rebounded by Jalen Jordan. Missed there by Lorenzo Rogers into the game now for Jackson High.
That's not a good way to stay in the game.
Jordan now at midcourt for the Vikings. Anspaugh looked open for a moment off the screen. Gets a screen to roll with Cooper and floats it down deep. Vikings there on the defense. Cooper tries to save it from going out of bounds, but it goes out of bounds and it'll be Jackson High ball.
It looks like Northwest is making that concerted effort to get it down low, especially particularly to Hudson Cooper, but boy, that Jackson High D is just suffocating. Even though maybe height differential is a little different, they're down there working them.
Yeah, they're really, like you said, they're just kind of collapsing on the ball whenever it gets in there, and so you're not dealing with one guy that you're taller than, you're dealing with two or three guys, and they're all jumping.
Nats at a picnic.
And just like there, they go to the high post, and the Mounties swarm the player. Skips it out into the corner. Now a drive from there. Across the lane, off the window. No good. Got a good look at it, but missed it. That's Ryan Beauchamp. Vikings missed the shot. Cleared off by Northwest. Graham back into the game. Gives it up to Anspaugh in the corner. He dribbles out of there. 46 seconds and a turnover. Fast break Vikings. There's a pass and a layup. And past the outstretched hands of Jalen Jordan and a layup there for Kylan Davis, and a 16-3 Vikings with 33 seconds and a knockaway in the backcourt. Anspaugh there to recover it. And we get a timeout from the Mounties. 30-second timeout. Let's take 30 seconds. 16-3 with 28 seconds to play first quarter when we come back on WKHN.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public School. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Did you do the freshman game too? WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, high school basketball. And out of the timeout, we'll see what the Mounties do. They turned it over last time. 16-3, they trail with 28.6 seconds to play first quarter. Looking to inbound against the Jackson High, full court pressure. They go to Hudson Cooper. He's double-teamed, and they swipe it away. Loose ball on the floor, and look at him diving on it. It goes out of bounds, but not due to lack of effort. That was Takai Estwick putting his body on the line. They're going to give it to Northwest, but, boy, I like the effort.
Yeah, another sophomore diving on the ground. And Kylan Davis, as we went into break with that last bucket of freshmen.
Anspaugh goes into Graham in the backcourt, 22 seconds on the clock. Got to get it past that timeline. Picks up the dribble. Anspaugh still in the backcourt. Now he'll hustle over midcourt. 13 seconds. High post for Jordan. He's back up to the three-point line. Clears it back out into the elbow. Gives it up in the corner for Graham. 0 for 4 from three-point arc for him in the first quarter here. 2 seconds. Jordan's got it. Coming across. Pumps. Turns. Doesn't get the shot off in time. So Northwest fails to get anything up. And trail 16-3 after one 60-second commercial break. Second quarter coming up on WKHM.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper part specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Happy holidays from Performance Automotive Northwest.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Second quarter underway, starting with Northwest basketball in the backcourt. Bryson Cooper gives it up to Graham. He's going to get over the timeline. And again, they jump out in the knockaway. It'll stay Northwest ball, but the pressure continues to be tough on those ball handlers for Northwest, keeping them from getting into any kind of a half-court set, really.
Yeah, you mentioned they switch everything, and it's aggressive switch. Good, big, hard hedges.
Yeah, and look at that. Just even Beauchamp walking by was about to double-team the ball handler just casually. They come out and kind of guard everything out on the perimeter all the way out to half-court. And that's now Jonathan Osterberg into the game. He gets into the elbow. Gets past a would-be steal and has to do kind of a circus up and under scoop, but he does score it. And the second field goal of this game for Northwest makes it 16-5.
Both field goals coming from Osterberg's.
Jackson working the perimeter here against the Northwest zone. Terrell now to Davis. Back to the top. Terrell now pump fake on the wing for Moore. Going to drive instead, gets into traffic, throws up kind of a half hook. It's missed, and the offensive rebound goes off of a Mountie player, or the defensive rebound, rather, and it'll stay down here for Vikings.
Just saw something you don't see. Hudson Cooper agreed with the official that it was off him.
Inbound, and you get a three-point look from the Vikings. Missed it, Treshawn Terrell. Osterberg brings it up past the timeline, gives it up to Jalen Jordan there near midcourt. Behind the back, crossover, off the dribble, behind the basket. Gets one out to Osterberg for a look. He pumps and drives instead. And a lefty jumper off the window there from about 8 feet is good. Second bucket for Jared Osterberg. And it's 16-7. There's a 4-0 run for the Mounties. Terrell off the dribble. Gives it up to Beauchamp for a baseline jumper. Air balls. Rebound Osterberg. That's Jarrett Osterberg.
Yeah, that's that same baseline jumper that's a difficult one. And Beauchamp kind of proven it to be so.
Graham getting a screen. Open for three from the wing. Fires. No good. 0 for 5 now shooting. After you've goaded him into bragging about three-pointers. Beauchamp down the wing for the Vikings. Up to the top. Terrell swings it left side. More pump fakes. From the left wing, now to Beauchamp on the block. Back out to Moore in the corner for three. Off the heel, long rebound. Battle, and another tie-up. This time it is Jonathan Osterberg and Takai Estwick. And possession arrow goes to the Mounties.
You know, you're talking about Dennis Graham. He is 0 for 5 from the three, but you can tell he's got a nice stroke. And you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if he does have games where he's 4 for 6 or so from the three.
Yeah, no hesitation in shooting them. And he's had, they haven't been bad looks.
No.
He's not forcing it up.
Yep. Keep that shooter's mentality.
Vikings, the inbound from the baseline here. Out to the high post and stolen by Jordan. We got a breakaway here. He's going to get up in the air. They challenge and maybe a clean block called. And that was chased down by Jaden Ross and the block out of bounds, but good job by Jordan to keep from hitting that ball again, so it does go out off of the Viking defender. Northwest ball under the baseline.
Good job by the officials, too, to not just call that automatically.
Yep, Osterberg to Osterberg. It was Jarrett to Jonathan. Three-pointer goes up, no good. So we stay at 16-7. Vikings lead with the ball on the dribble drive and a floater in the paint. No good. Missed there by Ja'Kai Brown-Apston, rebounded by Northwest, looking to run. Coach Bradley wants him to run. Crossover. Back cut. Jared Osterberg on the baseline, and he gets it up off the window. High little kiss off the high glass. No good. Rebounded by Jackson. And it's Berkeley Drummond out on the wing. Left side for Trey Pierce. Now to the top. And that is Brown-Apston. They give it up into the corner. Drummond hits a triple. And they go down to the floor, tied up. No call. But you count the bucket, and it's 19-7 Vikings.
Drummond's second triple of the game.
Less than 5 minutes to play here till the halftime break. 12-point lead for the Vikings. Jalen Jordan, unable to get loose. Good on-ball defense by the Vikings. Jonathan Osterberg gives it up to Graham on the right wing. Top of the key, Osterberg takes a dribble and fires a triple. Jared Osterberg looking to score on that one. Missed it. Rebounded Vikings. 4.5 to play. Ross, there's Drummond with another open look for three and knocks it down. That is third triple today. 22-7. 4:22 to play till the halftime break. We'll get another timeout from the Northwest bench. Full timeout. We'll take a 60-second commercial break. 4:22 to play. 22-7 Vikings lead on WKHM.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Northwest ball after the timeout. Seeing their deficit grow and a little lax with the pass. And you know Jackson's going to get on that one, a steal. And thrown off of a Northwest player's leg. And that'll be Jackson ball.
Hey, you can't have any lazy passes, that's for sure.
No. Crisp and deliberate. Inbound for the Vikings, leading 22-7, and a drive from the wing. Blocked away by Osterberg. We get a foul call in there. And that was Ja'Kai Brown-Epston going to the basket. Osterberg didn't like the call.
I think I agree with him.
Minimal contact there, yeah, for sure. Always get that, got him with the body, got him with the body.
Yeah, that's the referee bailout. See, I think on the offensive end, Northwest needs to start doing some driving at people and going back door and taking advantage of that Jackson High aggressiveness. Because right now, yeah, they're just playing into their hands, trying to do everything one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. 22-7, Vikings lead. Missed on the first attempt from the free throw line here for Brown-Epson. Yeah, 4:10 to go here, first half. After this action, we'll take you right to University of Michigan basketball. Broadcast starting at 8:30. I think we'll get into there, hopefully around tip-off. We got started a little late here. 4 minutes to go, and Northwest struggling, but does break the pressure. It's so much effort just to get into the half-court set, and then you got to maintain concentration to go out and run what you expect to run in the half-court. Open three for Osterberg is missed. Rebounded. That's Cooper. And the putback is left short. Rebounded again. Anspaugh this time. From the corner, driving Osterberg, and it's knocked away on the baseline. Northwest will keep it down there. That was Bryson Cooper seeing his first kind of aggressiveness out of him, and he got in deep, just left it short.
In fact, I don't know if you've called his name.
No. Inbound goes deep to Anspaugh. He makes a move into the paint. Thought about passing out, decides to go up with it, and draws a foul on the shot. And so Anspaugh will shoot free throws here with his Mounties trailing 23-7.
And that looked a little kind of minimal contact as well. Don't know if that's we gave you one, we'll give you one. But Avery Anspaugh will take it, as will Coach Bradley, just looking to get some easy point somehow.
And can't get it to go. Missed the free throw. 3:34 to go here in a 23-7 Jackson High Viking lead. They've led all the way. Matter of fact, was it a 8-0 start? Anspaugh cans that second free throw. Bryson Cooper is going to get a break as Jalen Jordan comes back into the tilt for the Mounties. 3:30 to play. Jackson Viking ball leading it. Working around the perimeter here against some pressure from the Mounties, and there's a turnover. Looking to run. Coach Bradley has been frantically looking to get these guys started on a fast break. Jordan, little Euro step. Reverse layup by Jalen Jordan going the baseline and scores it. 23-10. Cuts the lead to 13. There's a near steal by the Mounties. They go down to the block. Just a nice little elevation turnaround by Trey Pierce is good. And 25-10 the score.
Right now, Jalen Jordan looking kind of like the only Mountie that's equipped to handle this pressure.
He looks pretty casual when he gets out there. There's a gets a driving lane there. Floater in the lane goes. And a couple back-to-back buckets here by Jordan. His first of the game, but cuts the lead to 13 again with 2:41 to play. And there's a kick basketball at midcourt. And since Northwest has started applying a little pressure here, they're seeing some results. Yeah, definitely making things harder on the Vikings.
That old axiom of pressing teams don't like to be pressed, and Northwest kind of putting that pressure on. Boy, that's also strange to me. You'd think if you did that every day in practice, you'd be pretty good at breaking the pressure as well.
You know it works against you anyway, you would expect. This screen on the wing, skip pass to Drummond. He pump fakes from the three, backs it up. Pull-up jumper fader from the baseline, knocked down. And Berkeley Drummond with another bucket, and 27-12.
Berkeley looking confident with this stroke.
Shot a very high percentage tonight.
I think he's missed.
Jalen Jordan gets some air to shoot a three and misses it. And on the long rebound, it goes out of bounds off of Northwest. Viking ball.
See Berkeley's brother Gibson on the Jackson High bench as part of the staff. Maybe that's just a nice thing to have your big brother saying, hey, let it fly, baby. I have confidence. I see you in the driveway.
I never once would have wanted my big brother to have any kind of authority over me. As Berkeley Drummond driving, they're going to get reach-in call against Northwest. And that's going to be on Graham, his first. Team second foul here in the second quarter. Under 2 minutes to play, 27-12. It's a Viking advantage. They'll inbound from the sideline. Again, Northwest come out to guard further out on the floor than they had been. Berkeley Drummond from the wing now goes baseline. A couple steps, no call. They wanted to call him out here in the Northwest coaching staff. Missed shot, rebounded by Hudson Cooper, and now looking to run his Graham up the left sideline. Stops at the three-point line, gives it up to Cooper, now back to Graham. Now to the top, Anspaugh pumps, drives, gets in the air, and he's going to take a shot. That'll be free throws for Anspaugh, and I think we're going to get that one on Trey Pierce coming across on the block attempt. 92 seconds left in the first half, 27-12.
Yeah, Coach Bradley really letting Dennis Graham have it. I think he'd just like to see him be a little more aggressive, take one to the basket a little bit. Osterberg missing that first free throw.
Anspaugh. Oh, no, you're right. This is Jonathan Osterberg. My mistake.
He has the same Anspaugh hair, though.
They got that haircut,
they
yeah.
Do. Nice, good flow.
Missing both. Vikings rebound. Drummond on the run. Gives it up to Ross. Swinging it around Moore on the right wing. Into the corner, Drummond gets a shot off. Another three and knocks it down. 75 seconds remain. And we're going to get a delay of game warning. Somebody hit it after it went through the basket, maybe.
Well, Berkeley Drummond's shooting, apparently you better get under the basket. That's where it's going.
Yeah.
His shots have had nothing but net. That's four threes and a deuce.
So with a minute 15 to play, 30-12 our score. And while Northwest has played a much more competitive second quarter, Jackson continues to take the lead. And there's another knockaway on the steal right into the hands of Trey Pierce. Again in the backcourt with the full court pressure, he knocked it away. Pierce almost caught in stride like he was just throwing it to him and laid it up. Northwest struggling against the full court pressure, and now it's 32-12. And we got 65 seconds still to play till the halftime break.
Yeah, I'm imagining Jaden Ramirez will be coming out because that just was number three.
And indeed, he does come out. That'll give Takai Estwick some extra minutes here, at least an extra 65 seconds.
And Takai is one of the sophomores.
Hudson Cooper giving it up to Jalen Jordan in the backcourt, and the pressure kind of backs off. It's Jordan versus Moore, a couple seniors. Jordan gets a step on the drive, and we get a bump down on the block. And so a foul call will stop the clock at 55.4.
Get Marion Moore.
The next foul will be free throws for Northwest for the final 55 seconds if they happen to commit one. Inbound goes deep, and Jalen Jordan, all he can do is leap up to get it. Now on the drive, and he finishes at the rim. Nice move by Jordan there, and a nice finish. 32-14. Drummond driving down out of control. Missed the shot. Rebounded, though. Cleaning it up again is Trey Pierce with a putback in a 34-14 game. On the break, or on the break, press break, they get it to Jordan. He skips into the corner. Graham for three. Hits. 34-17 after the Graham triple. Northwest doesn't get back, and on the penetration, layup attempt by Marion Moore, and he's knocked down. And in that case, you could see the offhand of Hudson Cooper pushing him down, and so free throws coming for Marion Moore after the foul call.
Well, boy, I tell you what, that last Graham triple was big for both him and the Mounties. Gotta get that young man's shot rolling a little bit here.
.1 seconds of Marion Moore at the free throw line, and he misses. Leaves the score at 34-17. Vikings comfortably in front.
We've been calling it the free throw line, but not a lot coming free to either team from the charity stripe.
35-17 with 18 seconds left after the make. And Jackson with another steal in the backcourt and getting into the air and putting the shot up as Amarion Moore and missed it, but he'll go back to the stripe for a pair. And this will be another foul on Hudson Cooper. That's his second with 12.6 to play till halftime, and it's taking us a little bit of time to get through this final minute. And more hits.
Yeah, a few trips to the free throw line. Get things stalling a little.
Bryson Cooper's going to come in. Not risk getting a third foul here in the last 12 seconds for Hudson Cooper.
This is where Northwest has to at least try to get a shot off before the half. Don't turn it over and give them anything else.
Ooh. Lead goes back to 20, 37-17, and there's a press break for the Northwest. Almost turned it over. Jordan comes out to get it 3 seconds, 2 seconds, gets one up, hit at the, and that's what you don't want to do if you're Jackson. Jordan elevates for a deep triple with 0.1 seconds left, and there's some contact, so you give him three chances from the free throw line. And, again, 1/10 of a second left.
Yeah, that's just bad defense. You don't need to block a three-point shooter shot, especially fading away from 30 feet.
Although he missed the free throw here. And that is just the first foul against Berkeley Drummond.
That's kind of funny, too. They gave that one to Drummond, and I don't think it was him. I think the ref was looking for who it was supposed to be, and Berkeley was in the area.
Jordan hits the second one. And now 19 after the make. They'll inbound it. Not enough time to catch and shoot with 1/10, so that'll send us to the halftime break. 37-19. All Jackson there in the first half, although a much better second quarter for Northwest, and I think they figured out that they needed to get out of that half-court kind of a zone they were playing. Just wasn't working out, and so got a little more aggressive on the D, led to some turnovers, a few fast breaks, and a better second quarter for Jalen Jordan, too, maybe getting him started down the path to having a better second half, and maybe a chance to, it's a big deficit you're looking at when you're trailing by more than you have. How do you expect to come back from that? Well, we'll see what Coach Bradley talks him into.
Yeah, Jordan had 8 points that quarter, and I think they just became a little more comfortable breaking that pressure. You know, once you see it a few times,
yeah,
you kind of understand where the soft spots are and what you got to do.
And you'll be able to go and diagram that for the players, and they'll come out with a better idea of how they can get up and down the court, and maybe even, you know, you get a couple of fast break layups out of the press break, and you can get them to stop doing it. Although I've been seeing Jackson High play basketball now for a good decade, and I've never seen them not press like this, really. So
right. Yeah, I don't think you're getting that out of that's coaching, their identity, yeah. Isn't it?
Doesn't seem to matter who's coaching, whether it's Milton Barnes or the previous coach, Danny Crowley, in the attendance tonight. They used to press under his administration as well, so just seems to be something about the style of play for Jackson that works. And it has worked to the tune of a 37-19 lead so far. Let's take a 3-minute break here at the half. We'll come back and get you the numbers, get things ready for the second half. Again, the Vikings 37, the Mounties 19 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements. from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Winter is approaching and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. It is halftime here, 5:13 to play, 5:13 till we go again. 37-19 lead for the Jackson Vikings. How did they get to that number, Brian?
Well, Northwest got to their number by Dennis Graham having a three late. He had 3 points. Avery Ansbaugh with one. The Osterberg brothers, Jarrett with four, Jonathan with two, and Jalen Jordan with eight of these points coming in the second quarter, finished with nine.
Yeah, he really got off to a slow start, and really the defense was kind of keen on him. He was able to find some space and, you know, make some drives in the second quarter of that game. Osterberg, meanwhile, he got some good looks. Didn't knock them all down, but if a couple more of those go in, things look different in the half. And I think Graham, who got that three late in the half, if he had hit, things can look a little different if he knocks a few more of those down. So a little better shooting in the second half for Northwest. We could see them erase that deficit a little bit that they've gotten into.
Yeah, I think also Jalen Jordan kind of started out the game looking to distribute a little more, get in the lane and kick it out. I think after a while he's like, okay, might have to do this myself. And I think they needed him.
Yeah, and when Graham went out, they started to rely on Jordan to be the ball handler against that full court pressure, and so that changes the way things look for him, and he was able to get off the dribble, beat the defense. And then they weren't able to get back and shut him down.
Yes, sir. Hey, for the Jackson High Vikings, seven guys in the scoring column, including Kylan Davis with a deuce, Jaden Ross with two, Ja'Kai Brown Abson with three, Amarion Moore six, Jaden Ramirez with four, Trey Pierce with six, and Berkeley Drummond with some hot shooting, leading the Vikings with 14. And that included 4 3-pointers, I think 4 for 5. I think he had a miss in there.
And I'm trying to recall because I don't remember seeing him.
I think he had an early miss, but I could be wrong. And Berkeley, if I'm wrong, then you were 4 for 4. I apologize. Either way, good shooting.
That's a good shooting half. And to the total of what?
14 for Berkeley.
Yeah, that's a good half when you get 37 total as a team to be that big of a portion of it. But, again, they did got a lot of their scoring out of scrambling, defensive turnovers created, and they'll try to do that and maintain that in the second half, no doubt. And it was interesting because we mentioned that last year Coach Barnes went deep with, you know, he might take five guys out and put in five fresh guys, and didn't do that in the first half, but he did kind of sneak guys in here and there, so a big number of the guys on the roster got to see minutes here in the first half of this game.
Yeah, we mentioned in the second quarter, it was 21-16 for the second quarter, and it'll be interesting for me, two things. One, to see how Northwest comes out to attack that, but two, what kind of different pressures Jackson gives you, because it's not always the same, you know, to the semi, it looks like, okay, they're just out there pressing, but sometimes they double right off the first pass, and sometimes they, you know, it's just different looks. So we'll see what kind of look Coach Barnes gives them to start the third quarter, and if Northwest will be ready for it.
2-minute break here, and then we'll tip off the second half. 37-19 Vikings lead on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlife, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes to get set for the second half. Alan Wade from the Jackson Blazer here picking up his good-looking Jackson High shirt. I think he was surprised that we didn't swipe it.
But yeah, well, he's good. Just happy I didn't see it.
I'm just going to have to put in a call to Greg Marsh and see if I can't get my own. Start the second half and nothing different here from the Vikings pressuring the Mounties even on their inbound here from the sideline. You got to work for every inch here so far against the 2-2 Vikings, looking to make it 3-2, leading 37-19. Jalen Jordan's got in the backcourt, and again they pick him up right at half court. Ja'Kai Brown-Epston gets a screen from Cooper. No. Cooper goes back and screens again. Jordan's nifty dribbling. Pull up from the elbow and off the heel. High rebound grabbed by Berkeley Drummond. And good box out there by Anspaugh, but he couldn't elevate to grab the rebound, so Drummond comes up with it. Quickly back the other way, and Drummond had maybe a look at a three hit. Couldn't handle the catch, and he has to give it up. But Brown-Abson going to the block for Ramirez. And loses his footing, tosses it up, and it goes in.
I don't think he was trying to even shoot that.
No, just throwing it up, kind of lost control of it, but scores it 39-19, 20-point lead for the Vikings. 7:04 to play here, third quarter. And Jalen Jordan gets a step into the air. switches hands, finishes off the window, and gets a foul call. And if that's against Ramirez, that's number four.
Oh, nope, I think they got Amarion Moore. Should this be his second?
No, it looks like Pierce. Trey Pierce.
Oh, you're right. You're right, Pierce.
Starters on the floor here for the Vikings, it looks like, and for the Mounties. Oh, nope, Anspaugh getting the call over
Bryson Cooper.
Bryson Cooper, yeah. Couple free throws. Good for the Mounties. 39-22 we got on the scoreboard. 6:50 to play, third quarter. Couple pumps and a drive. Pierce backs it back out to the top. Ross is going to fire that three and knock it down. Jaden Ross with the triple from the top and pushes the lead back out to 20 points after the old-fashioned three-point trip. And now Ross saw that one coming from a mile away. Picks off the pass. We're going to get an offensive foul call against Ross. That was Graham with the acting job under the basket. Draws the foul, and it'll be Northwest ball.
I think I tend to agree with you. I think Graham was already falling before the contact was even made.
If there even was. I mean, there must have been. Those officials have a good eyeball on it, but 6:28 to play. Northwest gets that inbound, and now running the break. They got numbers, and Osterberg coming down. Missed it, and Hudson Cooper trying to stuff it on the tip slam and missed it too. 42-22, still the score. And they want to go out of bounds, and they're going to call it off of Jackson.
I think they missed a little basket interference there. I think one of the Vikings hit the rim as that was going up.
Yeah, it was definitely the goal was moving due to that contact. And Northwest, another pretty good press break here. Jordan finds Osterberg on the wing for three. No good. Rebound up and grabbed by Ross. Gets it out to Pierce, running up the floor for the Vikings. 42-22 lead, and into the corner, open three-point look. Ramirez with the miss, rebounded by the Mounties. Get that miss and rebound. There's a chance for Northwest to bring it up without the full-court pressure, but still a knockaway steal from Jordan on the dribble drive. He goes down and blocks the shot. Definitely contact after the shot, however, so they will call foul, it looks like, on the floor. Jordan got up in the air and came down hard on Ja'Kai Brown-Apston, but I'll give you good sportsmanship there from Jalen Jordan. Helped him up and apologized.
Yeah, that was an odd one. You know, usually that's like an and-one type situation, but it was well after the shot.
Inbound to the block for Ramirez. Strong finish there, and another bucket for the Vikings, 44-22. Got 5.5 to play. There's the Mounties breaking the press, and Hudson Cooper went up for the stuff and was a little short on it and missed the layup. But we've seen that already three more times than we did all of the first half. In the second half, Northwest really breaking the press pretty easily. They just got to get buckets out of it. There's Ramirez on a drive, missed, rebounded by Ross. His putback from the baseline, no good. Rebounded this time by Jordan. 44-22, 5:05 to play. Graham's got it on the right wing. Now back out to Jordan. He pumps a three, now drives, gets in the lane. Floater is good.
Nice floater.
That's
there.
A tough teardrop, and he's knocked it down a couple times now today. 44-24.
Yeah, that was a next level teardrop there.
Double digit scoring now for Jordan. Working around the perimeter. Now a drive and blocked. I think that's a Jordan block. He's got at least two deflections here. Gets the rebound, sends it up to Osterberg. Settles for the three and misses it. We'll get a foul call away from the ball, and it's going to go against Ramirez battling for that rebound.
And that's going to be number four.
4:32 left here in the third, and Bryson Cooper, rather, is going to come in and give Hudson a breather. Cooper for Cooper exchange. Northwest ball from the baseline. And the fourth foul for Ramirez. And that's the third team foul on the Vikings here in the third quarter with 4:32 to play. Inbound goes to Bryson Cooper. He elevates. Thought he was going to get a whistle, I think, on the contact, but no call. And now a fast break for the Vikings. Gets down to the block for Pierce, and he finishes. 46-24.
Yeah, I'd like to see Bryson Cooper go up a little stronger with that.
He went up expecting the contact, but he kind of faded. And now Northwest had a good run of breaking the pressure, but they turn one over at midcourt here. Anspaugh tries to take the charge, no call, and now a rebound to put back for the Vikings, and we're looking at a timeout from the Mountie bench, and they'll get it here with 3:56 to play, 48-24. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. Jackson High leads it by 24 when we come back on WKHM.
In our 90 years, County National Bank has experienced many changes, from typewriters to computers, catalogs to e-commerce, and rotary phones to smartphones. We've been here through all of them. For 90 years, we provided mortgages that built memories, loans that grew businesses, and support for local charities. Simply put, CNB provides better banking by helping business and personal customers reach their dreams, big or small. Discover 90 years of better banking at your local branch or cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 399979.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 3:56 to play. We're in the third quarter here, and all Vikings still, although it's been a lot more back and forth feel anyway here in the second half. 48-24, they've extended the lead, and again, for a good stretch there, Northwest was breaking the pressure, not able to get buckets out of it. And then a turnover against the full court this time. Just been a rough shooting night for the Mounties.
Yeah, it feels to me like Jalen Jordan versus the Vikings. And yeah. Jalen needs some help. Some teammates are going to have to knock down some shots. They're getting some looks, as you said.
Osterberg had two open ones right in front of us and just didn't knock them down. And that's going to hurt you. Out of the timeout here. Northwest on the inbound and pass a little high off the hands of Jonathan Osterberg, and a turnover again. Vikings on the half court. Right wing and a drive for Moore. Loses it on the way up, and he'll get an offensive foul call too. As we've seen Anspaugh a couple times, and Graham also took a charge here. 3:43 to play. Vikings get their half court press set up. They break it. Jalen Jordan in the half court now. Into the corner, and double team goes down there to trap. They get it away. Anspaugh into the high post, and we get a foul call against the Vikings. New on the floor for Northwest, Cam Parker.
Oh, I thought that was for sure on Amarion Moore. He's the one that hit the deck. They gave it to Berkeley Drummond. Drummond's looking around like, hey, I wasn't even around.
So he has two fouls now, and we're not even sure he was in the play on either of them.
Yeah, I don't think Drummond's asking for an explanation. I don't know if they're going to switch that over. No, they're giving it to Drummond. And Milton Barnes wants an explanation, too.
Is we get a timeout?
Yeah, and it's funny. I think he called that timeout because he just wanted to talk to the officials.
And I know we said an abundance of chill for Coach Barnes, but he's not accessing his chill right now. He's kind of a...
And his defense, his man that has 16 points just got called for his second. And the officials are talking it over and asking, hey, did you see if it was somebody else? And, you know, that's really all you can ask of them, too.
Right.
You know, they're going to make mistakes, but you can ask, can you at least get together?
Right, and it looks like maybe they did change it up here.
We'll see if we get word from the scorers table.
Or did they keep?
At the moment...
Staying?
It's going to stay. You know, and I get if you're Coach Barnes, but it is Drummond's only second. You're up 24 with 3:29 to go in the third. You're probably going to be all right.
Right.
But some reason that really set Coach Barnes off. You're right. They're going to leave it
and
on
by
Drummond.
The way, and by the way, he went right back to the grin. He's grinning again. And there's a free throw make for Jonathan Osterberg, the freshman. They're getting some minutes tonight.
Yeah, he's not built like a freshman, is he? Pretty strong kid.
Yeah. Second one goes as well. 48-26, cuts the lead to 22. Drummond takes the inbound. They're picking up full court here. And Drummond crossing over, gets into the paint now, passing out in the corner. Back to the top. Trishawn Terrell back to Gibson Drummond, or Berkut Drummond rather, on the wing. He drives, pull up on the baseline. Runner goes. He can't miss today. Northwest inbounds quickly to Jalen Jordan. He gets around the defender. Double team comes, though, on the steal. Fast break. Side, Euro stepped in, reverse layup, and it's good for Marion Moore, and it's 52-26. Under 3 minutes to play into the corner. That's a trap waiting to happen. Drummond knocks it away to himself. Missed the shot. We know he missed one now. Gets his own rebound, though, out for a three, and it's good.
Might have had a miss, but he got a rebound and an assist out of it.
Trishawn Terrell knocks down the triple, and it's 55-26 with 2.5 to play in the third quarter. Jackson again, the relentless full court pressure. Trap comes, knocks away. Another turnover and a fast break. Marion Moore gets down. Missed. Rebound tap, no good, and whistle. With two shots coming for, it looks like that was Kylan Davis on the follow. We'll go to the free throw line. And it does look like Northwest had kind of figured out what they were going to do against that pressure, and Jackson coming with a little bit different press, coming in trapping them, and again Northwest looking uncertain as to how to proceed.
Yeah, they're getting a quick trap right the minute it gets inbounds. That's when you got to get back to the inbounder and reverse it.
And there's a missed free throw. A round of substitutions. Gabe Christner in for Northwest. Hudson Cooper back on the floor. And that joins Cam Parker, Jalen Jordan, and Graham. Second free throw is good. 30-point lead still, though, for the Vikings. 56-26, 2:18 to play Northwest. And another steal. Moore on the breakaway. Layup, missed. Rebound, no. Moore knocks it loose and goes to the floor, chasing it. Pass it back to Estwick. And now some happy feet down there. Northwest wants to travel. That is the call. They wanted some contact. There wasn't enough. It was a loss of balance there by Kylan Davis, and he shuffled his feet, and it goes back to Northwest. But for how long? They got to get past this Jackson High full court pressure.
Yeah, that might have been a pity.
And again, they inbound into the corner, trying to split the defense, and we'll get a reach in against the Vikings. That just as easily could have been a turnover. Cam Parker taking that inbound pass down in the corner. That's right where, if you're drawing up a full-court pressure, if you're going to let them get it in, you want them to get it in right there in that corner.
Yeah, and right now, Northwest just keeps trying to dribble through that. And man, their double team's coming quickly. You got to pass that and reverse that. They're playing right into Jackson High's hands. This lead's ballooned.
2 minutes, 2 seconds to play here in the third. 56-26. Northwest can cut into the advantage here from the free throw line, and hits. Cam Parker.
I was ready to say that was a 30-point lead, but after some of my math in the JV game, just with you on the side, I was kind of afraid to say that on air.
Parker makes the pair. 2 minutes to play third quarter. Again, after our broadcast here, we'll take you out to University of Michigan basketball. And that's Astwick down in the paint, catches it. Puts it up and able to get past some would-be shot blockers. Draws contact, makes it off the window, and a chance at a three-point play here for Estwick.
Yeah, Estwick now on the board. 9 Vikings on the score sheet.
Free throw is a miss, and we get a line violation. I think that is the call.
Yeah, I think that was Rogers coming from the top, just coming in. But you don't see that one very often.
Back cut to Hudson Cooper to break the pressure. Jackson does a great job of recovering, and so he's unable to take advantage of that football pass downfield.
You know, I was going to say I was just happy that no one got hurt because those two guys went up high, kind of feet tangled, but I might have thought that too soon as Hudson Cooper's kind of coming limping off now.
Yeah, maybe he did have
a cramp or just
ankle twist. And now on the inbound, we get an offensive foul against the Vikings.
Yeah, they gave him a little push off getting open.
That is the call. 58-28 now, minute 48 to play. Still third quarter here. Graham will inbound here for the Mounties.
Foul's starting to add up on the Vikings now, but that's what's going to happen when you play that aggressive style. You're going to have to live with that.
Mm-hmm. Mounties inbound deep to Christner. Now to top for Jordan. Off the dribble. Loses control for a moment, and Amarion Moore seizes the moment. Down court pass after the steal. Aswit gets in deep, goes up, blocked by Jordan, but we'll get a blocking foul called against Jalen.
And that's another one that was clean up top. That time I do think Jalen might have got him with some body.
Well, hip check coming through a little bit with the body there.
But Jalen Jordan, for not being real tall, he has so great timing. We've seen that the last couple of years. He blocks a lot of shots and alters even more.
Yeah, 6 foot, maybe 6'1".
Maybe.
But springs.
You and I can maybe add our verticals together and might not reach it.
Free throw make there. 59-28 now, 92 seconds to play in the third. Inbound goes to Parker. He's going to break the pressure now. Lost control and traveled.
Man, he did the hard part. He did the part that they've been struggling with. They got by everybody, and then it's almost like he freaked him out that he did so well.
Yep, he was going to give it up to an open jump shooter and turned it over instead. Played some good minutes there, though, Parker. Minute 27 to play here, 59-28 Viking lead. Dribbling around here, Aswick left side now. And we get into Moore at the top, off the dribble into the elbow. Now down low, Aswick cut down, wide open. Good find, pass from Treshawn Terrell to Kai Aswick with the layup, and Jackson leads at 61-28, under a minute to play in the third.
Nice little left hand there by Aswick, too.
Here at Osterberg, out to Anspaw for a jumper, that's missed. Good box out and rebound there by Kylan Davis. Got the position now up the floor quickly for the Vikings. Lorenzo Rogers drives and backs it out to an open three-point look for Terrell. Missed it. Now rebounds battle, and Jackson knocks it out. And it'll be Northwest ball, 61-28, trailing here against the Vikings.
Savon Campbell would be proud of his old Vikings team the way they're hitting the glass right now. I think Jackson High rebounder in recent years. That's the guy coming to my mind.
Yeah. Anspaugh crosses over at center court, breaks the pressure. Graham has it now out near midcourt, 13 seconds. 61-28, gets a screen roll and a knockaway. Jackson on another fast break here with 7 seconds. Getting all the way in and off the window. There is Lorenzo Rogers, 63-28. A fling from half court for Osterberg goes off the window, buzzer sounds, and that's where we'll end the third, 63-28. 8 more minutes to play in this one. We're back after a 60-second commercial break on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC. Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, just about to start the fourth quarter. Again, Jackson 63, Northwest 28. Live coverage of high school basketball brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Ghost Energy. I didn't mention that I had a Swedish fish flavored Ghost Energy drink.
No, I don't think you do your best work on Swedish fish usually, so just kidding. You've been fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
Swedish fish it is. I might even drink one. If I could sound like you, I'd have two of them.
Now you just sound crazy. Jackson with the ball. And a 35-point lead into the corner for Beauchamp. Gets out to Eswick. Back cut to Beauchamp. I don't know how, you got that pass through there. Beauchamp wasn't ready to catch it, but threaded the needle. It goes out of bounds, but it'll stay Jackson ball. Last touch, Mounties. Baseline inbound coming from Kylan Davis. Into the corner for Eswick, and he can't handle the pass, and it goes out of bounds. I think both players thought the other one touched it last, and only one of them could be right. Northwest ball having to work against the full court pressure. Jonathan Osterberg gets past the defense and trailing him a little too long there, Lorenzo Rogers, and he doesn't like the call, but he was kind of riding him down there. And they let it go for a while, and then said, all right, that's too much.
Yeah, new rules, the fouls start over. I say new, it's been a couple years. Fouls start over at the quarter.
First team foul here in the fourth for Jackson. Jonathan Osterberg catches in the backcourt. Nearly had a little casual pass stolen there. They get it into Jordan in the corner. Looking to drive against Beauchamp. Nice little stop and go. Gives it up to Anspaugh. Forces a shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to the Vikings. Northwest double teaming in the backcourt. And it looks like Anspaugh maybe poked in the eye. He's on the floor in the backcourt here while Jackson attacks. Baseline pull-up jumper, no good. Rebounded by Caden Little. Anspaugh is going to come out, and indeed, looking like it was an eye poke.
Yep. Either that or he's just doing a Popeye impersonation, but I think it's the eye poke.
An accidental eye poke. I don't think anybody was out there Ric Flair style thumb to the eye, but that's one of those things that seems like a minor injury and
That hurts.
Takes you down and it hurts.
Yeah, it does hurt. And there's no real quick relief from that either when you have a finger in the eye.
There's a steal, near steal, by the Vikings. Kylan Davis playing the passing lane, and Jalen Jordan even saying, hey, we got to maybe fake a pass to make a pass here. And like you've been kind of saying, they're overplaying those passing lanes, and how do you take advantage of that? You fake a pass and back cut, or you do something different.
Dribbling into the double team has not been the answer.
No, that has not worked yet.
And apparently we're wrong about the running clock at 35. That must be 40 because this clock is not running.
Jalen Jordan on the run, gets in the lane. Floater left short, but he did get fouled on the shot. Free throws coming for Jalen Jordan. 63-28 with 6:36 to play. In the fourth quarter, Jalen Jordan will go to the free throw line.
And Jordan leading the way for the Mounties with 14 tonight. The only Mountie that's found any consistent scoring.
Knocks that one down. Again, stay tuned here at the conclusion of our game. We will do a short post-game break, but we want to get you to University of Michigan basketball.
The game with Arkansas.
Yeah.
A little SEC Big Ten action. I like it.
Yeah.
Michigan, you know, people keep saying, oh, the jury's out, are they? But I don't. I think the jury is. I think the deliberation has happened and the verdict's in. They're good.
Yeah.
I'm ready to declare that. I know this, they're a lot more fun to watch.
I agree that, for sure.
They've been the last couple of years.
They get up and down the floor. They defend.
Yeah, they do.
They let the big man eat down in the paint.
They do that. Golden and Wolf combo and the seven-footer pick and roll with each other. That's kind of rare in college.
Yeah.
And Wolf kind of looking like a big seven-foot point guard often.
63-29 and 63-30. Jordan hits the pair. Jackson with the ball in the corner out to the top. Rogers back into the corner for Estwick. It's a cut to Beauchamp coming across. Now right side and a spot-up triple off the heel. Long rebound grabbed by Davis. And Jackson got another try at it. And I believe that was Rogers on the triple try. But messing around out here by the sideline. And Jackson will turn it over. 6-12 left, 63-30.
You know, the other thing that Jackson High has done on the offensive end, they're sharing the ball a little better this year, I think. Looks like that ball's moving. It's not getting stuck.
Yeah. Double team comes out to Jordan out at the top, and a little too aggressive. We'll get a foul against, looks like that's going to go against Trishawn Terrell. Northwest ball on the sideline. That's three team fouls here in the fourth for Jackson. 6 minutes to play. Double team coming to Jordan. He gives it up. Nice little touch pass, but stolen by Beauchamp. Great idea for Jonathan Osterberg, but it looks like Christner wasn't sealing his man, so a knock away, and the Vikings will get the possession back.
Osterberg got up on that.
Yeah. Northwest kind of vigilante trap here. And now coming out to pressure. 5:43 to play. 63-30. Vikings lead it. Out near midcourt, now working to the right wing as Terrell to the top. Rogers puts it on the deck. Moves to the right side. Now crosses back to the top. Davis open briefly for three. Fires no good. Rebound. Jared Osterberg. It tied up under the basket. Jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Northwest.
Yeah, we're at that point in a 33-point game with 5:21 to go. I kind of don't mind getting back to the couch and watching that Michigan-Arkansas game, so I'm kind of just hoping for no Jackson fouls right now. We don't need to stretch this one out.
5:21, Northwest running it out. Jalen Jordan gets the breakaway against the pressure and a layup. 63-32. There's a drive from Terrell. Gets in deep. Missed with a block attempt by Christner. Rebounded by Osterberg. He's running the floor. Into the paint spin move. Into the air and blocked. And Osterberg takes a spill. That should be free throws for Jarrett. Just calling it out.
Just calling it out. Yeah. I thought he was calling foul. And I didn't think he fouled him. It looked like a clean block.
Mm-hmm. Northwest inbound from the baseline here. Jonathan Osterberg. The screen goes in deep to Jalen Jordan. Couple jab steps. Now faces up against Davis. Jordan off the dribble. Double team comes. Splits it in the air. Gets the shot up. Counted and a foul.
Sure who that. 23. Okay. Got that one in Kylan Davis. His first. That bucket put Jalen Jordan over the 20 mark. Let's make it 21.
Now. Northwest trails being aggressive on the ball. That'll be a reach-in call against Jonathan Osterberg.
And we talked about the game, Jalen Jordan having 21 of the 35 points. We said at half he's going to need some help from his mates, and on the offensive end, that just hasn't happened today.
Did not materialize, as they say. Terrell out near midcourt, working to the right side. Coming through on a screen is Davis into the corner. Swing it around left side now for Davis. Crosses over, drives. Double clutch. Layup no good, but drew a foul. Free throws coming forward. Kylan Davis. They got that on Jared Osterberg. 63-35, 4:25 to go here in Northwest. Or at Jackson, rather, Northwest trailing. Davis clanks that one off the back rim.
Hey, it's getting late in a 30-point game. I can excuse the fact that you don't know what gym you're in.
I'm not sure where we are.
You had one too many Swedish fish energy drinks.
Missed and rebounded. Northwest, nice fast break. Jonathan Osterberg. Jump stop and fades it off the glass in 63-37. 4:12 to play. The one-on-one move and a little spinning fader there from Lorenzo Rogers and hits. It does feel like basically every time Northwest makes a bucket, Jackson has answered like right away.
Yeah.
So never felt like they were going to make a run at any point in the game.
And when you say right away, it's quick, too. There's definitely all gas, no break on this team.
Northwest turns it over on the inbound. Beauchamp down to the block, passes out to Terrell. Working to the right side. Now to the top of the key, Davis. He steps back as Osterberg chases him out near the Vikings logo into the corner. Into the game, Jacob Worthy in there, too. He's got it in the corner, dribbles out to the top. Terrell, 3:39 to go, 65-37, Vikings, Reese Face. Right side, Rogers. Comes to the top for Davis, left side, Terrell. He'll give it back up. Worthy. In the corner, there's Beauchamp, he'll dribble out. Shearing it around the perimeter, eating up some clock time, 3:15.
Just as I said, all gas, no break.
And there they get an open look for triple, and Rogers knocks one down, nothing but net. 68-37, pushes it back out to 31, and we have 3 minutes to play.
Even up 31, Jackson High, just they are who they are. They're picking you up.
Jalen Jordan comes down, dribbles into the elbow, fader, no good. Rebounded Vikings, 2:46 to go. Beauchamp on the wing into the corner for Rogers. Back out to the top for Davis. He penetrates from there. Gets down too deep. Passes over. Shares it with Beauchamp. He gets a little jump hook to go from about 4 feet and push the lead to 70-37. 2:22 to go.
And that'll add another Viking in the scoring column.
Graham giving it up to Osterberg. He had a near knockaway. Osterberg ended up with kind of a layup. Goes reverse. Blocked there by Beauchamp, but he kind of went off the bottom backboard. Rebounded by the Vikings. All the Mounties had bailed out. Worthy in the corner. Gives it up to the wing for Rogers. Swings it across to Davis. Kylan backs it out. Minute 50 to go. 70-37 Vikings lead. Davis drives into a double team, backs it out into the corner for Worthy, and call for a travel.
Looks like the Mounties are going to make a wholesale substitution here. Coach Bradley's seen enough. Don't want to get a starter injured at this point.
Yeah, he just went looking to the bench for whoever caught his eye, it kind of felt like. In a 43 to go here, 70-37, and it is Northwest. Ball inbound goes to Anspaugh. The top right wing now for Parker. Senior dribbles down to the baseline, loses the hand on, saves it, but saves it to a Viking player. And Terrell with it, minute 19. Estwick looking for Beauchamp on the block, goes down there. Can't catch it, and in a tie-up, we'll get the possession arrow back to the Mounties.
You know, we call Beauchamp's name on the football field. And again, another big, strong kid, not afraid to get down on the floor and get dirty.
And Parker comes out. That'll be our first appearance, it looks like, for William Frazier. Senior forward heading in. Mountie's able to get it over the defense, and there's a little drive and a kiss off the window. A floater, Gabe Christner with the make. Down to 60 seconds, 70-39. Vikings in the lead with the ball. Beauchamp clears it out to Rogers, swings it over to Eswick. He jab steps and drives, gets into the traffic there, takes it up, and a foul call.
So you found a...
Eswick at the strike.
They're giving that to number 35, but we don't have him on the program.
Oh.
Oh, wait.
Is that that mustachioed gentleman down there, John Johnson?
I do have John Johnson on the program.
Eswick hits a free throw, 71-39 with 50.9. Get it into Christner, and we'll get a foul call against the Vikings. That'll go on Worthy. Coach Barnes out there, defense attorney.
These officials, by the way, who have done a nice job tonight, and they did the JV game as well.
Yeah.
And I think he's probably thinking, Coach Barnes, can you just back him off so we don't have to have another call? I'm ready to go home.
And I think I get the sense Coach Barnes was trying to say the same thing. Like, it's almost over. Why are you calling that? Well, don't have your guys play full court press.
Yeah.
Up by 30 with 50 seconds to play.
I think that was the exchange.
No, I think, and I was trying to catch them while they were here. The officials maybe even did a freshman game today, too.
Oh, man.
Triple header would be it.
It's a long day.
Testing that cardio.
And they did do a good job. And a tough game to officiate.
No doubt.
There's a lot of physicality in this game. So you got to kind of pick and choose what you're calling.
71-39. Terrell dribbling up against Anspaugh. Gets it into the front court over the timeline. Drives. There's the baseline. Worthy's jumper. No good. Rebounded Anspaugh. And in the battle, he tries to throw it off Essex's leg. Can't do it. And now Worthy gets into the rebound. Goes down and... we get a foul call against the Mounties here with 27.8 to play. You know we're trying to hand over this broadcast to U of M basketball.
Yeah. Trying to hand over my body onto my couch.
27.8 inbound from the baseline here. They get it into Terrell on the sideline, standing on the sideline, so a turnover here by the Vikings. Coach Barnes still out there coaching hard.
But I don't think it's telling him to get back. Okay. All right. I think he is. 27 seconds left, guys. It's time to take it off.
You know, you got the bench mob in here at the end of the game. They want to get in the scorebook. They want to make some plays. 18 seconds, Anspaugh at the high post. Trying to drop it down low and stolen by Eswick on the breakaway. Stolen back. Maybe got away with a walk there at center court. Christner's shot, no good. Long rebound, gets it back. Missed the second putback attempt and coming through and thrown out of bounds there, looks like, by Caden Little.
That's going to do it. That's going to do it.
Worthy's going to fling it from half court and miss everything at the buzzer. And 71-39 the final. Jackson High with the win. And this one's over. Let's take our last commercial break here. We'll do a short post game, get you our player of the game, and then send you off to University of Michigan basketball. Again, Jackson High 71, Northwest 39 on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes broadcasting live high school basketball here at Jackson High. And all Vikings tonight win at 71-39. They got out to an 8-0 start before Northwest even got on the board and then had an 11-1 lead. And then from there, I wasn't tracking the deficits, but it never got close, and Northwest never really made a move to kind of close the gap. They never really solved the full court pressure, and aside from Jalen Jordan, it did look like he wasn't going to get much offensive help. There were some moments where people had opportunity, didn't knock down the shots, and so we end up with a deficit like we had, 71-39.
Yeah, and even Jalen Jordan, who had a good game in the scorebook, 21 points, and but even he was succumbed to some of the Jackson High pressure, and mm-hmm. You know, he himself had some turnovers and struggles. So it was a team effort with the handling the ball tonight for Northwest.
Yeah, and it kind of felt like Jalen Jordan even knew at some points if he didn't do it, no one was going to. And you know, it's unfortunate to have a player have to adopt that mindset. I don't think he went out to start the game that way. Like you said, yeah, Maybe distributing a little early on and trying to make a play, but it just didn't work out for him. So that's the final tonight. But let's go ahead and get the numbers, Ryan.
All right. Well, for Northwest, Dennis Graham, just one lone three. Avery Ansbaugh with one. Gabe Christner with two. Cam Parker with two. Jarrett Osterberg with four. Jonathan Osterberg with six. The Cooper boys, who both started, Hudson and Bryson, both kept off the score sheet tonight. And Jalen Jordan leading the way for Northwest with 21 points.
Yeah, and you certainly could tell that whether or not it was a game plan for Jackson, the way they defended Northwest did make it really difficult for anything to happen down in the paint for the Coopers, because even if they were running a screen and roll, which they tried a few times, the pressure on whoever had the ball kept them from being able to throw something over the top down to the big guys. And so Jackson just kind of keeping Northwest scrambling all game, limited opportunities for the big guys who would like to score down in the paint.
Yeah, I got to believe that was purposeful, because it was the doubles and even triples were coming instantly. There was no wait on it or no. You know, that didn't just look like the players thinking, maybe I'll go double. Like, it was quick.
Yeah, and they were recovering so quickly, Jackson. Even if they did double away, you try to swing pass it over to somebody else, and they were able to recover so fast that that didn't even result in open looks, really. So it really was just a fine effort at the defensive end for Jackson that led them to put up a big win and score more points than they had all season, except for they had a 73-56 win versus Farmington. Other than that, they hadn't gone over 50, a 48 in their 55-56 in their two wins, and a 51 and a 56 in their losses. So to go out and get 71, nice offensive performance, and part of that was from the player of the game shooting, and that's going to be Berkeley Drummond tonight.
Yeah, Berkeley, you know, his offense was good. His defense, he was also getting a lot of hands on the basketball. It was a team effort defense, and, you know, that 71 points, a lot of that came from their defense. I don't know how many steals and quick layups they got, but it was a bunch. I'd like to have that statistic.
Yeah. So let's do the numbers, Brian, and we can send people out to
basketball. This might take a minute because there's a lot of Vikings in this game. I think Greg Marsh and Greg View even scored for Jackson. Danny Crowley. Ryan Beauchamp with two. Kylan Davis with one. Takai Estwick with six. Trayshawn Terrell with three. Lorenzo Rogers with seven. Jaden Ross, five. Ja'Kai Brown-Abston with three. Amarion Moore had eight. Jaden Ramirez had eight. Trey Pierce had eight, and Berkeley Drummond, the only guy in double figures with 18 for Jackson High.
Jaden Ramirez got a little foul trouble early. I believe if he had been on the floor more, he's going to add more points. He's a nice presence down low for Jackson, and he's all over the floor too. So just ended up with some foul trouble, couldn't be on the court all the time, but I imagine he's going to be a good running mate for Berkeley Drummond. And who knows if Berkeley comes out and shoots poorly in other games, other people are going to step up. Amarion Moore, the senior off the bench, had a really nice night. Trey Pierce looked good. And I actually like Jaden Ross, had a little bit of length for Jackson, and he runs the floor well, defends, and he might be a really nice player down the stretch for them as well.
Yeah, I tell you what, only with 3 points tonight, but guy that impressed me was Ja'Kai Brown-Abston with his defense, man. He got after it. Mm-hmm. If you were the point guard, and I'll tell you what, he had Dennis Graham for a lot of the game, and he shot him down. And I think Dennis can play.
Yeah,
Ja'Kai was in his feels, I think.
I would not want to have to handle the ball against the Jackson full court pressure, and even in the half court, because they come out and guard you all the way around the perimeter, and they don't let up.
And I'd like to see you actually have to handle that. I'm going to see if I can set that up.
That sounds awful.
Not for me watching.
Well, let's... Did we do the Northwest numbers?
We did. We did. It just just didn't take long.
There just weren't that many, yeah. So that's your final, again, 71-39. That drops Northwest to 0-4 on the year. They'll look to get their first W this Friday at Northwest High School, the Western Panthers. Little rivalry game there, so always going to be intense over there. And I'm sure Jeff Bontrager will be in attendance for that one, Friday night hoops over there at Northwest. Meanwhile, Jackson heads on the road, and they are, I guess it seems like too far away. Elk Rapids invite with Traverse City St. Francis.
So actually quite far away.
Yeah. Far away days-wise. December 20th.
Okay, wow. December 20th?
Yeah.
They get a little time off this early.
They also already have played five games.
Okay, so there you go.
And then our next broadcast Monday at Western High School, the Michigan Center Cardinals, who lost one early to Chelsea but have been hot since then, including a win over these Jackson High School Vikings. So Michigan Center at Western, our next game. We'll send you out to University of Michigan basketball now for the Professor Brian Haynes. I'm Steve Boyle, and thank you to Luke and Kiera back in the studio. We'll wrap it up from Jackson High, 71-59. The final.
Let's go, Blue.
Talk to you next time.
And Danny Crowley.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting Hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.